From the heart of Broadway, from the fuck, historic fuck, downtown Cape Girardeau, fuck. It's After Dark. Mm-hmm. I'm keeping it. I don't care.
Well, I mean, which part did you lose? Like
all of it. I got to From the Heart of Broadway, and then I couldn't think of a single thing.
Huh?
Fuck it.
That's how I feel today too.
Exactly. Yeah. If there was this show is the poster child for I don't want to do a fucking show because I had a shitty day and you get in that mood where like I'm thinking about the things I want to talk about tonight and I think there's no way in hell I'm gonna be able to talk about these things and have any interest. And then I got bitter and I'm like, I swear to Christ, if I see one motherfucker on their phone, I'm gonna scream.
Hi.
Man, and there's already a text right now.
One on their phone.
To be fair, I'm always on my phone, whether you like it or not.
I don't like it.
But I'm still capable of carrying a conversation.
Well, we all are. So let me introduce the panel for tonight. I, of course, am Shannon Young, Mr. 100. Means I keep it 100 all the time. Down at the end of the cable. Yeah,
cable.
There's a cable. There's a cable. Yeah. Jesse Cable. That's Jesse's porn name.
Huh.
Hey.
Do I dress like Scott Summers? Like...
You do, but that's not why they call you Cable. It's because you know why.
I get it.
He's packing. Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hi.
How are you?
I would be better if this headache would go away.
Yeah, well, I don't know why he's here either, but Dalton Anthony is in the back.
That was well played.
Yes. Playing some Lucio ball from the looks of it. And of course, Mandy Kennedy, Little Fitty.
Oh, hey, what's up?
Nothing much. It was okay. Oh, what?
I was going to say, I don't think he's playing anything. I think he's watching somebody else play the game.
Are you not playing, Dalton?
I'm playing.
He's playing.
Oh. Why don't you have a headset on?
He's been playing a lot of Lucio ball. Well, you know. Yeah, why doesn't you?
This show isn't about Dalton, damn it.
Why doesn't he have a headset on?
That's a really good question.
Don't get that headset on. We can talk about you.
And that way we're not picking up Overwatch sounds in the background.
Yeah. Well, on the Tuesday show, we had Billy and Sarah in, and their kids were here, and they played games in the background, but they were quiet. So that wasn't too bad. But generally, yeah, that's a rule we have of don't do.
Yeah, because we don't like, you know, extra sound to be on the podcast. That's why right. We turn the tractor off.
So tonight we got a couple things that we're going to talk about, legit things we're going to talk about. Let's start in Missouri, which is where we're from, and you may or may not have heard about what happened today in Missouri.
Today
What happened today?
Are you talking about the senator?
Which I think, did I send this to the group chat or did you just know about it?
Or both.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, some of us aren't in the group chat, so.
Some of us were taking a nap with two kitty cats this afternoon and just ignored the world completely.
So some of us take naps throughout the day with cats. Some of us read the news and keep up with the world. And I thought about holding off on this until Saturday because I really wanted to start that Saturday news show. I really want that news show. But every time I think about it, I just go, no, I'm good. That's another day I got to come in and do another show. I'm good.
It's the only reason I haven't started a new comic book podcast.
Oh, we got to talk. We'll announce this on the show. Maybe. There's nothing to announce yet. But we'll announce it. There's nothing to announce, but we're going to announce it tonight.
Oh, God.
He's contemplating things.
I think this is a done deal, and I'll mention that in a second. And you know what? I'll mention it now, since fucking Facebook won't load, so I can bring up the file. If you hear me say a lot of F words tonight, I do apologize. I'm not in a good mood.
Anyway, I found the month
of
August
we're talk about tonight.
Is pieces of trash so far. At least from me.
What's that?
August is a piece of shit.
Well, it's my birth month, so of course it is.
August is one of my least favorite months.
Happy birthday, Cody. Today is officially his birthday.
Yeah,
happy birthday.
So,
also, speaking of Facebook with that, so I noticed today, and I don't know how Facebook plans this or what they do with it. Normally, like, I might get a notification, like, so-and-so and other people have birthdays today. Would you like to wish them a happy birthday? And it's just a notification that pops up in like the actual notifications button.
Yep.
For Cody, I log into Facebook this morning and I have this gigantic, like full page thing about it's Cody Sandusky's birthday. We got a video for you. You want to share it? And I'm like, kinda.
What video was it?
I mean, it was just one of like the Facebook video kind of deals where they assembled like all four pictures of me and Cody together.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like those videos. It makes me feel, because I'm often accused of being an awful friend, the worst friend available. And I'm a terrible choice for a friend, by the way. So if you're thinking about asking, I wouldn't. You can do better. But when they ask me, do you want to see this video of you and like Mandy? I go, yeah, sure, let's share it. Cause then they pick the three pictures of us together that exist and put them in this cute little video and it makes it look like we're best friends.
Well, and that was the thing, cause
I don't even have to lie anymore. Facebook lies for me.
There you go. Cause actually, I do like those videos a lot too, except normally they have more than like three or four pictures. And,
except with Cody.
Except with Cody. And I'm like, I guess I don't hang out with Cody a lot. That kind of bums me out. I'm not going to share this.
There's no picture evidence of it, at least.
Yeah, exactly.
Cody does come by. We hang out. He's been on the show numerous times.
And I talk to him quite a bit.
Yeah. So, but happy birthday, Cody. We love you to death. Yeah. I know we give you a lot of shit in the group chat.
Cody, please.
Kodu, please.
Cody, you're going down in football.
And you are going down in football. And maybe if you could ease up on the racial slurs, we would all appreciate it.
No, I thought we agreed to end that.
No one else voted. You voted no.
Oh, and then I changed my vote, remember?
Oh, did you change your vote?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to say then that Cody Sandusky has never said a racial slur and that it was a joke in the show, which was funny until Dalton ran it into the ground. So thanks, Dalton.
Dalton offered you something. What a surprise.
Mm-hmm. All right. So here's my idea that I have consulted with Asa and I've consulted with Dalton. So the Tuesday show, mm-hmm. which, if you guys listen to it, it's called Mr. 100 and the Five Star Man. It came from a show I used to do called Mr. 100 Presents. And then Asa came on and we did one together and we called it that and we loved it so much we wanted to do it again. But one of the things that we've noticed is that it's so similar to this show in tone, other than the fact that we curse on this show and we don't on the other shows. That's this show's gimmick. This is uncensored. We can say whatever we want. Mm-hmm. But the Tuesday show is very, very similar. So sometimes it's hard to think of things to talk about because we talk about stuff, the same kind of stuff here. So we were like, well, okay, maybe we'll just take a break. We'll do it 1 week and then we'll rest the next week. We'll only do it, you know, twice a month. So I thought, well, how about this? And we talked about doing a rotating lineup where on 1 week, it'll be Mr. 100 and the Five Star Man. The next week, I've been discussing this paranormal show that I wanted to do. And I've told you about it before. Yeah. Right now, the tentative title is I Want to Believe, because I think that's a great tagline. And I would have Tanner on. Tanner would be coming back to the show and would be on the show with me. And I was thinking maybe even Calvin. Hebert, Ali's brother, because he's big into this kind of stuff. And then the next
surprises
week.
Surprises me.
What, that he's into that kind of stuff? Mm-hmm. I think he's into everything. And I mean everything.
Fair point.
If there's a trap door, he's falling down it. Let's just put it that way.
No need to elaborate.
Okay. And then the third week we talked about doing it, bringing back the comic book show with you, Asa, and Dalton.
Yeah, you know, that could be cool.
Since Chris is gone and he's doing his own podcast, which is very successful. Congratulations, Chris Edelman and his wife. But we thought maybe you guys could bring that back. And then the fourth week, we don't have anything, but we'll think of something.
I mean, you could just keep it a rotation of three because there are going to be some months where there are five Thursdays.
Oh, God.
That's when you have the random magic show.
I didn't think of that.
Yeah, you know, that's how triple payday months happen.
I like those months.
I do, too. It's next month for us.
Mm. Mm. Those are good months.
Those are good months.
But, you know, I'll throw out the disclaimer. Hey, guys, tell us what you think. But you won't. Fuck y'all. No, so- I take that back. Please love me.
Like Shannon, please. I was gonna give the tagline, the views of Shannon Young do not reflect that of the rest of the 1985 crew.
But let us know, like, what do you think of that idea? Because, I think it's a good idea. Cause that way it keeps it fresh. You know, I'd love to have the comic book show back. I would love to do paranormal shows. Cause the thing with the paranormal show is I think it's a great idea, but not weekly. Cause I don't think anyone, one, how much content can you create about this weekly?
That's what I was thinking.
But once a month, easy.
So do you want to call them all like by one name and it's on a rotating thing or just like you'll have the paranormal show, Mr. 100, the Five Star Man, whatever we call the comic book show, like separate. Actually have three different titled shows.
Yeah, I think it should have its own show.
All right.
And then we'll create new links. Cause I don't know if you guys know this, but if you go to podzilla1985.com on the left, you can click on categories and you can listen to Nerd Up and you can view all the episodes of Nerd Up on there. You can view all of the episodes of Pro Wrestling Unscripted. You can go search by show. That way, if you want to keep up with a specific show, you can,
yep.
Including this show, Podzilla After Dark. That everyone likes, but no one wants to say they like, except for Kevin Huntsberger.
And Pat Kennedy.
Yeah. I want to give a shout out to both of those guys. They're great guys. They're the best guys.
I like
everyone
those guys.
Everyone says so. All right. So back to the center. So that's the idea. Again, what do you guys think?
Yeah, I mean, I could
you
be
guys
up for that.
Specifically, Lindsay and Manny.
Okay. Is that just
I mean,
Tuesday
you
thing?
Spoke to
just
me Tuesday. About it before, and I think it's a fine idea.
Yeah, just Tuesday.
I mean, it doesn't really affect me because I'm not on those. So yeah, go for it, guys.
It doesn't affect me. I'm not like, on those.
It doesn't, but I mean, I think it'd be good to have more content as
too.
Well, and it'll bring
and
in
variety.
More people with different
yeah.
stuff. So
especially
and then,
we haven't had a like the pretty much Podzilla has been the same for what a year now, maybe a year and a half.
Yeah.
Like, we've had the same lineup for shows. We haven't changed anything around, which is good. But at the same time, maybe it's time
spice
to introduce some spice. Yeah, mm-hmm. let's spice it up. We don't want this marriage to get
stale.
Have
we done Mr. 100 the Five-Star Man for a year?
Close to it.
Over. Close to, because I think the first one came right after we got back from... No, it has. Because it was right after
I
we came back from Pennsylvania.
Year.
Yeah. Because I remember coming on with Asa. So, yeah.
Hmm. Time flies.
Mm-hmm.
Give me 1 second. I'm replying to Billy Wolfert.
Ooh.
Our good friend Billy. All right, and you guys, let us know what you think. Do you like this idea? Would you rather just keep it Mr. 100 and the Five-Star Man? The good thing about it is everyone gets a week off, more or less, except Jesse. You actually get one extra added, no matter what. And Dalton.
And Dalton. Yeah.
But like me and Asa will get a week off. I'll get a week off during the comic show. He'll get a week off during the paranormal show. And I think it's a good idea. So
yeah.
I love the idea. Anyway, yeah. Let's get back to Missouri. So what happened in Missouri? This morning, a Missouri state senator... And this is really good. Her name, I'm probably going to mess it up. Maria Chappelle, Nadal, something like that.
Probably Nadal.
She was replying to someone online, Christopher, I'm assuming Gagne, who said, Maria, I wonder what my cousin is thinking. He's on Trump's Secret Service detail. You have to sign up for 6 years. He did his first four with Obama and has two to go with this idiot. But what I posted earlier, I truly believe will happen sooner, not later. And then he replied, damn, now I'll probably get a visit from the Secret Service. And she replied, no, I will. I hope Trump is assassinated.
Oh.
Wow.
Which is actually treason.
There is a line you don't cross, and that is the line.
Holy.
Once he became president of the United States, that is now illegal.
Yes. Mm. And even, all right, so we made that joke here before on the show. I've said it. But yeah. I don't want him to be. I don't think anybody.
I mean, did we say that before? Or,
before he got elected.
I was about to say,
oh, no, once he got elected, I was too scared to say it.
I was about to say, I don't think anybody said it since he's gotten elected.
But even
I might have.
I think you did, actually, because I remember going, no, Lindsay. But even so, even after being president, that's not something you should say. And she's being condemned all over the place. Claire McCaskill said, I condemn it. It's outrageous. She should resign. They said they don't speak for everyone. She said it was a mistake. I'm frustrated, but it was deleted immediately. That's not good enough. She said, I've been thinking a very long time about our president and what he's been doing to people. I posted something on my personal Facebook and I should not have done that. And for that, I am sorry, but I am not going to shy away from what caused that anger at all. I'm not going to shy away from that. That's cool. You can be angry about it, but you know, wishing death upon someone and that he'll be assassinated really doesn't make you much better than people who are, you know, wishing death on others for the race. Wishing death upon someone's kind of similar, no matter how you do it. So I am going to say, and you guys can disagree with me if you want, that I also condemn this statement and that I don't think anyone should be making stupid statements like this about Donald Trump.
Yeah, no, I want Donald Trump impeached. I don't need him assassinated. I don't need him to go down in the history books as some kind of hero.
A martyr.
Or a
Especially
martyr.
Especially if you're a public hero, like public figure.
Yeah,
like
if you're a senator.
Yeah, yeah, you shouldn't be saying things like that.
Probably not.
Yeah.
And this is just really, really stupid. I know a lot of people think that we lean so far left here, and we probably do.
Lean hard left.
But we can all come together and say that this is a stupid thing this person should never have said.
Yes.
And we have to hold ourselves accountable when we say something so dumb. And this person needs to be booted from office immediately.
Because also the difference between Lindsay saying it, well, it's treason regardless. But
look at you, treasonous Lindsay.
Ooh,
but,
I'm so scared.
We're on a podcast.
We don't represent the country.
We don't represent our state.
Yeah. Well,
which voted for Trump, didn't it?
Why would they waste their taxpayer dollars on me?
They will, though.
Yeah.
Like, they've already confirmed that the Secret Service is investigating this. They will investigate your ass if they find out about it. That's not something to joke about. And I know we do, but you don't say it out loud and in public. You shouldn't be saying it.
Especially definitely not on anything recorded.
Right. And I know Trump is a jackass. We all know. If you've been keeping up with the Charlottesville thing, of course he's a jackass.
God.
That's infuriating. The fact that he would go so far as to defend the beliefs of white nationalists and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't say you want him to be assassinated. You know, kick him out of office. Show everybody else that might do this that there is a penalty to pay for being wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, can I go off on a tangent for a second?
Sure.
Yeah.
We've seen a lot of people posting about equating the, the Black Lives Matter movement to the Nazis and white supremacists and how it's the same side or different sides of the same coin.
Yeah.
It's not.
No.
It's not. And it took me a while to figure this out. Jesse and Lindsay, and Mandy, you're new to this game, but Jesse and Lindsay have known for a long time how much I hated the term white privilege, mm-hmm. how much I hated all of these things. But it took me a while to come around to realize, and I realized the other day in my kitchen when I was doing dishes and I was watching CNN because I'm really boring.
How are you managing to do that when the TV is in the living room and that kitchen is like a black hole of sound? That you cannot hear anything in there.
I took my Samsung Galaxy 8 Plus phone.
Okay, you had it on your phone.
And on the cabinets, the little handles, I rested it on the handles and watched it like a little TV above me.
That's awesome.
But as I was watching
it. I watch TV on my breaks.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
But so there, this argument, I've known a couple people that have lost friends over this. And let me explain, I don't even know the full story behind everything, but let me just explain from my point of view. The Black Lives Matter movement is literally a movement just saying there is injustice and we want equality and we want to not die in the streets by cops or by whoever. We want the same rights and we want the same
treatment
as everyone else. No. All right. That, if you're trying to equate that with people marching through the streets yelling, Jews won't replace us, holding, you know, the battle flag of the Confederacy, spouting off hateful rhetoric and inciting violence against other people, you're just wrong.
Yeah, cause see, here's the thing.
Maybe you're ignorant like I was to the whole idea, but you should really do some research.
Yeah, cause the thing is, the white supremacists want, segregation. They want to oppress because they believe themselves better.
Yes.
They feel that this is their country. Any other race does not belong. Now, on the other side, you have the Black Lives Matter movement, which they don't believe that. They want equality. They want to be treated the same as the white man.
Right.
So what happens is, when you've been on the side of, when you've been the oppressor for so long, equality starts to feel like oppression.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's anybody that thinks that Black Lives Matter and white nationalists are the same thing. That's them experiencing some white privilege.
I heard someone say they're not Nazis. They're just like disillusioned white people who feel out of place in their own country and stuff like that. And like a couple points of that. Like one, what are you disillusioned by? Like what about black people not being murdered makes you feel disillusioned with this country? And two, this isn't your country. Unless you're Native American, this ain't your country. I don't understand that. David Duke was at the rally saying we want to take our country back.
Yeah.
It's not your country. This
country is made up of so many different like cultures and stuff.
We're
like,
melting pot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, but even then.
Go back and watch Schoolhouse Rock.
Yeah. You never, just like we've said before, this is not a Christian country. This is not a white country. This is a Native American country that we stole from them. So you don't own any rights to this country. And that's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And the fact that, yeah, Donald Trump took him 2 days to come out and criticize it, to call it what it was. It took him 2 days to do that. Is a shame and disrespectful. But even with that said, you still don't wish for the man to be assassinated.
Yeah. And I also love the first thing he had to say about it was that, you know, both sides are wrong. There's
violence on many sides.
Violence on many sides. And, you know, we don't condone violence. We want to condemn violence. We don't want any of it. And, you know, there's this, violence on both sides. It's gone back before Trump, back before Obama.
This coming after his comments about Korea?
Yeah, oh God.
And
with fire and fury.
And also, so many people that are frustrated are saying that, oh, you can't be racist to white people. White people are, I'm trying to make the exact argument I heard, that the Black Lives Matter are these terrible people and that they're racist and all that. They're not. Are there like factions out there who hate white people? Yes, there absolutely is. The New Panther, I think it's called the New Panther Party, a New Black Panther Party.
That's news to me.
It's not even a part of the original, Black Panthers. This is a rogue group that just took the name and literally said, you can't tell us what we can call ourselves and hate white people. They said, the quote I heard was, there's no good cracker. And if there is one, kill him before he turns.
Wow.
So yes, there are definitely racist groups out there that hate white people, that hate Asian people, that hate black people.
Think after people are around for this long in history that they'd get over all this crap.
apparently people hold grudges.
Well, I mean,
but these people,
I also like
are not those people. That I just
even
want to say.
Even those people, like whenever you talk about white nationalists, seeing a group like that, they call it racism. Like that's racism against white people, but they're white nationalists. These are black nationalists.
My head.
I always just like that. They aren't racist because they hate black people.
Yeah,
they're supremacists or they're nationalists.
Yeah,
they're proud to be white and they think they're the best.
Right,
that's not racist.
No, that's pride.
Yeah, it's just pride.
That's pride and heritage.
But
these people,
but
want
those
us
people,
dead.
Racist. Yeah.
They're both racist.
Yes, they are.
They're both absolutely racist. But the Black Lives Matter movement is not that.
Right.
There is a difference. And there are even people in the Black Lives Matter movement who claim to be from that movement who do say things about white people and say that they want to kill cops, but they do not represent the movement just in the same way that a crazy Christian does not represent all Christians and a crazy Republican doesn't represent all Republicans. Yeah. You have to get smart and figure out that just because one person says it doesn't mean that it represents everyone.
It's Which terrible. Is just really, really hard to convince people of, because it's kind of like saying that Westboro Baptist Church represents all Christians.
Right. They're a terrible, terrible, hateful people, but yes. That is not the majority of Christians.
Right.
So
they're a very, very vocal minority.
Yeah. Please, when you're condemning people, know who you're condemning. And if you're the president, condemn the right people, like white nationalists who are now now afraid to come out of their homes because they've been identified.
And honestly, Nazis.
Oh, boo-hoo.
Right.
Yeah, they're at this point, they
if
have
you're
just
so
now
proud,
figured out.
Then what are you afraid of? Yeah,
no, right. They have just now figured out why the KKK wore masks.
Yeah.
Oh, sheesh. My gosh.
It's true.
Because that was one of the big things a lot of people were talking about. Like, they're so brave in, you know, what they're doing because the president supports them. They don't even wear masks anymore. Like, well, that's not why the KKK wore masks.
Yeah, because the people that have been identified have been fired. Yeah. They have they have faced, I'm sure, numerous neighbor complaints, maybe.
Yeah, because there was a Twitter account, like an active Twitter account.
Identifying them.
That was, identifying people, putting their names out
and
on
then,
the internet.
I know there was one guy that got identified and said, that's not me. The person you see in that video, I'm not hateful. Just because I was marching to the street, throwing up the Hitler, the Nazi salute, and saying death to Jews, that's not me. No, that's exactly you. That's you in a group of people like you.
Yeah.
So now you don't have to hide who you are and you can be proud. But now that you're back in your hometown just by yourself, you fucking coward. Mm-hmm. Now you're backtracking.
Yep. But that was you, homie.
That was you, homie. And this is still you. This is the same guy.
Because he's probably behind a keyboard. He's saying the same shit.
Yeah, I also really
like it's when they expose their face and say this is the person that they go, no, I'm actually a little piece of shit. Please.
Like, did you see the thing about the 82nd Airborne article that I posted?
No, I didn't see that.
I think that's the right one, the 82nd Airborne. Basically, one of the pictures from this rally was a guy wearing an 82nd Airborne hat, and it was actually going around on the internet for a half a second. Where people were saying like
a hot second,
yeah, a hot second, hot minute, you might say. basically, people were because a lot of people were saying like, you know, like not all these people are, you know, hate Nazis and everything else. Talking about like Americans fought Nazis, like this guy actually fought Nazis and he's here supporting the cause, and because he's wearing this 82nd Airborne hat, and the 82nd Airborne immediately on their Twitter account was like, Now you could buy that hat at Walmart. He is not 82nd Airborne. Because if I'm remembering the correct group, it's the group that actually, they played an integral part on D-Day. Like they actually dropped down in Normandy and they kind of saved the day a little bit. Not going to get into the full history of it, but I'm just sitting here buying time here. I'm thinking you're looking something up.
Oh, I am, but I thought you were going somewhere.
Oh, no. Nope. At this point, stalling.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, I was about to say, I was going to start getting into the history of the 82nd Airborne.
Oh, no. I was listening to the story. No. There was one other thing Trump-related I don't want to talk about it the entire night. I said we weren't going to. There was that terrible thing that happened in Barcelona today, which...
Yes.
I don't know how many of you guys have heard about this, but there was another terror attack. 13 dead. Mm-hmm. I think 60 hurt is the total right now. Mm-hmm. And it's probably going to get worse.
Because it was the van running over people.
Yeah. Another incident of, you know, and it's funny that this happened over there. And I believe Trump, did he refer to it as terrorism?
Yes.
He refers to that as terrorism. But when a white nationalist runs over someone in America, the guy was just, he made a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
The guy was terrible. Of course he's terrible. Trump yesterday.
Trump probably doesn't recognize domestic terrorism.
I don't think Trump recognizes That's it. You can insert whatever. He said a little while ago, when I make a statement, I like to be correct. I want the facts. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he tweeted out about the incident in Spain. And he brought up, have you heard of this guy, General John J. Pershing?
Yeah.
Who apparently there's tales that he killed 50 terrorists. He had 50 terrorists shot by dipping the bullets in pig's blood. And Trump made mention of, you should read about what he did when he caught terrorists. There was no more radical Islamic terror for 35 years. Trump tweeted out. This is not a true story. This has been debunked numerous times that this never happened. And the guy was actually a war criminal. But Trump, who wants to make sure he gets his facts straight, tweeted this out in support of Spain. Emoji shrug? Darkwing Duck? I don't know.
Trump probably also still thinks Christopher Columbus is a hero.
Oh, my
God.
Well,
he is. He found America.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, with his three ships.
Sweet summer child.
You know what? I bet I can't even name those ships anymore. It's the...
Nina, Pinta, and Santa Maria?
Son of a bitch. I was going to name them.
Bitch, I got you first.
Thanks, Mandy.
1842?
And the Titanic. Yeah. Like Dalton said. All right. Trump... I mean, again, don't say you want him assassinated because we clearly don't. But he is a piece of shit.
We want him impeached.
And they've drawn up more impeachment papers based on this Charlottesville thing. They probably go nowhere.
Oh, yeah, they won't.
But someday Lindsey Graham will grow a spine and Mitch McConnell and all the rest. All right. I promised Lindsey we were going to talk about DuckTales. But before we do that.
You always promise that we're going to talk about DuckTales.
Last time you left.
I had an important phone call from work. I had to be a boss.
Like a boss.
I'm just saying. We were going to talk and you left.
Did you, Jesse, read the thing I sent about Adam Ellis, the cartoonist?
No.
All right. So this is a pretty fascinating story.
The drawing was creepy.
Oh, you did read it?
I didn't read it. I browsed it.
Son of a bitch. So basically, there's this cartoonist, Adam Ellis, in New York, who said that he was having dreams of this dead child. And the dreams were getting worse. The child would always be in his room, like in a chair. And he suffers from sleep paralysis. So he would just sit there and watch it. And then the child, the final time, got up and shambled toward him and he woke up screaming.
That's terrifying.
Now, I can confirm that sleep paralysis is horrific. I've suffered from, yeah, this is the drawing he did. Jesse is showing of the child he saw with half a head. It's really creepy. Sleep paralysis is the worst thing that you can have because you sit there and it feels like you can't move, but you're awake. So some people say that maybe he's hallucinating. Well, he started to document this. Apparently his cats go to the same door at midnight every night, and he's got pictures of this, and he doesn't understand why they're doing it. He's taken pictures of his apartment, and there's like shadows on the stairs. The greatest one is, and apparently there's video of this just to prove he wasn't faking it, he took a picture of the hallway, like where he sees the boy with his cell phone camera, and then he took it with a Polaroid. The cell phone camera, it's lit up with the light on. The Polaroid is pitch black.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
Polaroids are not good with light.
This is still going on. This is still happening to him. You can look him up on Twitter. Adam Ellis. I recommend you look at this story. It's really creepy.
And when did it start?
I think a year ago.
Yeah.
He said that it went away for a while, but now it's back. And he calls the boy David. Dear David is what he calls him. It's a great read and it's a good ghost story. I don't know. Clearly when it comes to stuff like this, you have to take it with a grain of salt, but this is one of the more interesting ghost stories I've seen. And the fact that the dude's documenting it now, this is happening in real time. Like he's not some whack. So go check this out. I think you will find it interesting.
It reminds me a lot of, what was that? That thing that was going around on the internet. It was kind of before Twitter became a huge deal. Something Marbles.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Marble Hornets. Yeah.
Yeah. That was also super creepy, and a lot of people kind of thought that was real at first.
Yeah, but it turns out that was what led to the inspiration for, I think, Slender Man, or at least Slender Man was a part of it.
I think Slender Man was a part of it. It's like he put it in there. I didn't keep up with it. Once I found out it was completely fake,
you kind of lost interest.
Yeah.
And this could be fake. Like, I'm not saying this is 100% real, because clearly anything ghost related and stuff like that, you have to take with a grain of salt. But even if this is fake, it's really fun to read and to keep up with it.
I want to know what happens. Marble Hornets was the same thing. He released a video that was very clearly fake. And that was like, okay, well, you know, it was still creepy enough that I'll keep doing it for a while. But then it just got kind of like, it got real crazy real fast.
And now they had a movie come out finally.
What did?
Marble Hornets. Really? A legit movie. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's called like a, it's something, a Marble Hornet story. So
that's cool,
but I'm gonna keep up with this, and I recommend that you do too because I think it's very interesting.
Yeah, I'll look into it when I get home because the story looked kind of neat.
It is, and the picture is like, it's convincing. It's a convincing story, and it's genuinely creepy. And I hope that something cool happens because I'm always looking for evidence. You know me. But let's stop talking about things that don't interest Lindsay.
Ha ha.
Let's talk about something that interests Lindsay.
Why would you ever want to do that?
The big D. Donald Trump.
I'd rather talk about Donald Duck.
Wait. Donald Trump. Duck Tales.
Trump Tales?
Crazy old rich guy.
No!
I got a couple of dumbass kids. I get it now. They debuted the new series, DuckTales, last week. Did everybody watch it?
I did.
No, I forgot.
I knew you wouldn't have.
Yeah, I forgot that it was already here, and no one reminded me.
Jesse?
I mean, they played it all day. I'm not responsible for her.
I mean, you can find it online.
They have it on YouTube.
You can go to The Fix 99.3 with DJ Double H, and he has a link to it on his site. You can watch the first episode for free.
Yeah, well, Disney has it up on their YouTube.
Yep.
But I'd rather you go to Real Rock 99.3 The Fix on Facebook and find the link there.
I also recommend you do that. However, if you are not from anywhere around here, and that would be difficult for you to find, you can also just go to YouTube.
Yeah, whatever.
What or Disney think? XD app.
All right, Lindsay. So that you're too. You're the duck expert. Tell us what you thought.
I liked it.
And go into complete detail.
Go into complete detail.
I'll be over here fiddling with my phone.
I hate when you put me on the spot.
Look, this is why we don't talk about things you like.
I know, right? Seriously.
Look, I'm Lindsay.
Was it good? Did it make you feel nostalgia?
It was really good. I enjoyed the art style of it. I was worried the animation was going to be a little bit jerky because some of the early previews they showed, they were very quick moving and not having a lot of like timing and stuff. Yeah. But I think that's because they were still working on things. Like the actual episodes we watched, they flowed really well. I like the changes they made to the characters. As opposed to being like, oh my god, what did you do?
Is it reanimated or is reboot. It a whole
It's a reboot.
Okay,
whole new style.
Remember. I know we talked about it.
The creators behind it kind of wanted a little bit of everything. They wanted the old comics, the old cartoon, video game, the works, so that it's everybody's DuckTales. And it's basically the way they're doing it.
It reminds me of the comics. Like the
art
style.
That's more of the style they went with. Going.
Yeah. Yep. And I thought it was also really good. I really enjoyed it. I probably like it more than the original DuckTales, but I think that's also because I'm a little older now and some of that stuff, you know.
I can see this one holding up a little bit better than the original. I mean, I also love the original.
Yeah, but go back and watch any cartoon from that era. It does. None of them hold up. None of them. Like,
I disagree.
Even the best ones are good.
Batman the Animated Series is phenomenal still. Darkwing Duck is also phenomenal still.
It is, but I'm a little older now. So some of the humor that they hit, it's really towards children. It's like My Little Pony versus Friendship is Magic. Friendship is Magic is much more geared towards, I know it's still
everybody.
For kids. Yeah, but adults can watch it and kind of get a kick out of it. We know some adults that watch it and get a kick out of it and also masturbate to it. DuckTales, though.
PZAD.
Will be harder to masturbate to, I imagine.
Well, I mean, they're still anthropomorphic.
Yeah, but the only beings. Two women we've seen so far are Mrs.
Beakley.
Mrs. Beakley, who's
tough
looking.
and sounding.
And Webigail. And if you're masturbating to Webigail, then you have a problem. You need to be on a list.
I mean, there's several background characters. I'm sure there's already nasty art of Glongirl Gold's girls.
Would you say nasty?
Okay.
Or big nasty?
So did the girl that was waiting to interview with Donald look like Roxanne? Yes.
Uh-huh.
I was wondering if anybody else thought that.
No, well, I had spoilers from beforehand because they were, there's also, fan speculation that the character next to her looks like a younger version of Ducksworth. And Ducksworth is not currently in the show because his duties have kind of been split between Beakley and Launchpad. So we don't know.
I like the name Ducksworth. That is a rich man's name.
I know. I was just thinking this guy
was a butler.
Yeah.
He's what?
He's a butler.
Ducksworth.
Yeah. Ducksworth's not a butler's name. That's the guy that owns him.
Yeah.
No, that's Scrooge.
Mm-hmm. All good names.
Ducksworth, get over here. I feel like you need to be British to talk to ducks.
Yeah, why aren't the ducks British?
They're Scottish.
Yeah.
That's why.
One of them is.
Two of
them
are.
It's McDuck.
Yeah, well, yeah.
McDuck.
Yeah. David Tennant and whoever plays Glomgold.
Yeah,
I don't know.
And David
know.
Tennant, I thought, did a great job.
You know, he
way.
Did. Yes. His voice is a little deeper than what I was expecting for it, but he did a really good job.
See, I was the exact opposite. Hearing him in the previews, I didn't think it was deep enough because I remember, what was his name? Alan Young?
Yeah.
That did the original voice of Scrooge McDuck. He had such a distinct voice. I thought you're going to be an idiot trying to copy it. And thankfully, they kind of copied it, but he still sounds, he sounds like a younger Scrooge McDuck.
No, I can't complain about any other voice
Their voices were awesome.
They had a rock star voice cast.
They really do.
Love Bobby Moynihan.
I was about to say Bobby Moynihan, fantastic.
Mine.
The guy from Community, who I don't know his name.
Abed.
That's not his name.
I know. I can't remember the character.
Danny Pooney?
Pooty.
Yeah. Danny Pooty.
I could not remember that. Yes. I know Abed. That's who I was.
If you didn't say Abed, I probably could have got it. But instead, he said Abed, and I couldn't think
of
anything
else. That's all she could
think of.
And then John Ralphio. I don't know who his real name is. John Ralphio from Parks and Rec.
I don't know his real name either.
He doesn't need a different name.
Everybody knows what I'm talking about.
Is it Beck Bennett from SNL?
Uh-huh.
Is that his name, Beck Bennett?
I think.
Yeah.
I'm going to look it up. Launchpad.
Yeah, who did Launchpad. That was probably my favorite guy in there.
I'm a pilot?
Yeah, the whole I'm a pilot was my, Beck Bennett.
Have you ever piloted a sub? I put a helicopter into a river once.
Launchpad was my favorite part of it because he was still kind of doofy, but not like borderline disabled.
That's because we love Launchpad.
No, he was the lovable idiot. Yeah. As opposed to just the obnoxious idiot.
He's just the big, loud, obnoxious frat boy. It's kind of what he was in the original. And this one, he's much more entertaining.
Yeah.
The kids are more entertaining. Why don't they sound like ducks?
They didn't sound like, well, they sort of sounded
they sounded like ducks.
They sounded like ducks when I was a kid.
Yeah. I don't know.
I didn't think any of them when I was a kid sounded like Donald.
Well, they had that. They kind of had that.
That nasally.
Yeah.
I think it's part of because they were also just kind of like, little innocent good kids, and now they actually have their own individual personalities, which is awesome.
That's true. They're much more interesting. Like, I'm much more interested in the characters than I were in the original. The originals were fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you know who's coming to DuckTales?
Darkwing.
He has concept art. They mentioned St. Canard.
They mentioned St. Canard in the first episode, which Lindsay went...
Very high
pitch. I'm a dork.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I actually missed the St. Canard reference.
It was in the very beginning.
It was when they were going over profit margins in different areas with Scrooge.
Yeah, and they mentioned St. Canard.
Like, there's little teasers that the creators have mentioned that they will drop little hints of stuff that will come up in the future in newspaper clippings throughout the show.
We thought we were going to get a hint at Flintheart, and then he just showed up.
We just flat out got Glomgold.
Then he just showed up. Same guy, pretty much. A little fatter.
He's a little fatter.
He's a little more rotund in this one.
Still an enjoyable character.
Yeah.
I did enjoy his employee video.
The employee video is great.
Just in general,
everything about that was better than I, could have hoped for.
Yeah, that show clicked on all levels for me.
Yeah.
It was an hour long of 45 minutes without commercials.
It was two episodes,
technically. But I never got bored.
That was really the other thing. Because I was thinking, oh, this is going to be 15 minutes, and then
legit episodes.
Yeah, and then I looked at the time, and I was like,
I am just sad I have to wait till September 26th for the real series.
And we've got
a
cliffhanger.
This is like a teaser episode.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a cliffhanger.
Which, as far as
I remember, it seems like this show is going to be less episodic and have maybe an overarching storyline.
And I would love it if they stick with that, because I know their overall theme is family. That's their whole point. That's why Donald's back with
them.
That's
very brave for Disney.
Ha ha ha
to tackle family.
Ha 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 ha. I sense all the sarcasm.
I certainly hope so, because I'm laying it on pretty.
Because the original was more adventure themed. This still has it, but they're putting more of the focus of we're coming together. Deal. Yeah.
But they still have the adventure. They went to Atlantis.
I know.
Yeah.
They don't get more adventure-y than
Atlantis. I'm excited because they said some of the old episodes they're going to bring back and rework them into this version of DuckTales.
Like what?
I don't know. They didn't say. They just said they're going to take some of the big ones.
It's a surprise.
Name one of the episodes you want them to remake.
The one with the Fountain Youth was really cool. It'd be cool if they did that one. I don't know who animated it, but that one was good.
You're not a real fan.
I liked the one where they went back in time and it was basically the story of Homer. Not your Homer.
I immediately thought Homer Simpson.
Not your Homer.
I can't even
Greek,
picture him in DuckTales.
Roman, whichever it was. I don't know. I just remember the other main characters got turned into pigs and they had to help them.
Greek.
You think crabs is more embarrassing than AIDS?
I don't know.
Probably in the moment.
Wait.
What's from that on?
Did you just ask? It's probably that stupid fucking Eric Andre show.
Dalton, help!
Yeah, well.
He's talking about Eric Andre.
Well, you know what he's really thinking about. Pretzels is all the same.
Pretzels is all the same. And he's thinking about fucking Pretzels and Ranch over there. And his terrible goddamn TV show with his fucking pizza balls.
Good Lord!
All this other fucking bullshit. No, I hate that show. I hate it so much.
Every Thursday when we walk in here before the mic turns on, I fucking hate Eric Andre. Every single fucking Thursday.
It's the best show on television.
I don't understand.
Like, what's the worst show on television, Dalton?
Bird Up.
Bird Up.
What is Bird Up?
It's the worst show on television.
Is that, I'm guessing this is another Eric Andre bit?
Yeah. Okay. God, I don't, damn. All right, so I don't understand the hatred for the Eric Andre show.
I don't understand Eric Andre.
I don't understand the joy. I don't understand how anybody could enjoy it.
How are you still bickering about this shit?
I mean, is this bickering?
Oh, jeez.
This is civil discourse.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
I
fucking go discuss fucking.
No,
away.
You made it awkward.
No,
I don't want to talk about it.
Good, don't
want to talk about it. You made it awkward.
You're not one. Fuck. I'm so mad now.
You know what doesn't hold up?
What's that?
Voltron 84.
Dalton,
come especially after watching
do your
the new
best
Voltron
impersonation of Bradley Cooper as Donald Sterling.
I'm not Cody.
oh, okay,
guys, anyway. Please.
And Voltron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the original. Oh my God, Pidge's voice makes me want to shoot myself in the face.
Yeah, I don't like Voltron.
So bad.
The original. I like the new one.
There's awesome. Aspects of it that are entertaining, but oh my gosh, it hurts.
Yeah, I'm sure
it hurts so much.
I'm sure back in the 80s, like everybody watched it because I know my boss at my other job, huge fan of Voltron.
That was hot back then.
Yeah, because I mean that was I was when he was a kid. Like it was really really good stuff.
Right.
But yeah, like nowadays just.
Like, I watched all 12 episodes of the 84 stuff that the current Voltron crew picked for, like, inspiration, and it hurt.
To be fair,
it hurt.
Most of the things you watch hurt.
That's not, well, they hurt you. Yeah. They don't hurt me.
A little bit. Like, you and I are we've always been very different in our tastes and stuff.
That's fine.
I think the only thing we agreed on was Tim and Eric. We both like Tim and Eric.
Yeah.
That's another one I don't get.
It had its moments.
12-ounce mouse?
Yes. I love Aqua Teen.
Aqua Teen is the bomb.
I still don't understand how you guys can have those list of TV shows that you enjoy, but hate Rick and Morty.
That's me.
Yeah, I don't hate Rick and Morty.
Oh.
And
I hate Rick and Morty because of Scarecrow, and I won't give it a chance because of that.
That's true. I think she gave it a chance too.
Because I was getting ready to go to work and having my relaxed time, and she and someone else decided to put it on in the living room, and the first two episodes are nothing but bowel movement jokes.
They're a little rough. They're a little rough.
Yeah, no, the first couple of episodes, every time I introduce someone to the series, I always start on, I think it's episode 3, Me Seeks and Destroy.
Me Seeks is what won me over.
I like that episode. I'll give it that.
It's a genuinely entertaining show.
But mostly I just find them disgusting.
I think the reason you hate it is the same reason that I disliked Parks and Rec and like Friends. I don't hate them, but I don't want anything to do with them because Bob and the Scarecrow would sit there in the living room, though they have a bedroom that they could watch it in. They chose to watch it in the living room, where if any of us wanted to be doing anything, we had to watch it too, and that always irritates me. And they would watch multiple episodes back to back, and it kind of felt like it was forced on us. And I felt the same way about Parks and Rec and Friends, because every time I would be somewhere that I was relaxing, Allie would put on that, and I would have to either watch it or go sit somewhere else. And I guess I could probably say, hey, can we not watch that? But I also don't want to be a dick. Because I know fully well that Friends and Parks and Rec is a fine show. Like, they're both entertaining. But because of that, I got a little irritated and I had kind of a grudge against
them. I mean, I get it for the same reason. Like, it took me a really long time to give Rick and Morty a shot because of GameStop. Back when I worked there, they aired the commercial for, like, you know, Rick and Morty is coming soon, like, new show on Cartoon Network.
Same thing with Bob's Burgers.
Yeah.
You had the Bob's Burgers commercials?
I didn't have that with Bob's Burgers.
Oh, yeah, because you were still over at the old store at that time.
Yeah.
And I was at the new store.
Yeah, we didn't
have
the GameStop TV yet.
Oh, yeah, they ran it down our throats.
Yeah, no, I believe that. Especially if it was anything like what they did with Rick and Morty. That was just awful. It was just the same. It wasn't a trailer.
It was just clips.
It was just, well, it was a specially made commercial where Rick is trying to tell Morty that he's in a cheaply made commercial and none of his family are actually there. And then it would show a little bit of like the intro theme. and it would be just Rick, because by about episode 3 and 4 and onward, Rick doesn't belch nearly as often.
It's good, because that's a stupid thing.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Because in the first episode, or in that fucking commercial that we got at GameStop, it was just he couldn't get 3 words out without belching. And the pilot episode, your first episode, is a lot the same. Like, he's just belching all the time.
That is why I can't stand it. It's disgusting.
But after episode 3 and onward, it's fine.
Did you like Garbage Pail Kids?
No.
Did you like
Garbage Pail Kids are really gross.
The movie Slither?
No.
Did you like peanut butter on your hot dogs?
That's different. The only gross cartoon I enjoyed when I was little was Ren and Stimpy, and I could not eat while watching it.
That show was really gross.
Because it was disgusting.
I mean, when I was a kid, I did.
I mean, if it was on Nickelodeon, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to enjoy it because that was my station.
So if Rick and Morty was on Nickelodeon.
When I was a child, probably.
Because the thing about like Ren and Stimpy, I always remember my mom and dad both would see me and Jake watching.
It's like, why are you watching this?
Ren and Stimpy, and like, what is wrong with you two?
Oh, no, I didn't get that.
Yeah, no, I had the same,
I don't think my dad wanted me to watch it, which I don't think I really cared anyways, because I was like, what in
the... And they weren't real thrilled about it, but they didn't really say anything, because it was on Nickelodeon in the middle of the day.
And we had our own TV, so most of the time,
I had my own TV, so I watched everything in my room. I didn't like to share with people, except Sailor Moon. I did what Scarecrow did to us and what Allie does to me, and I would put it on in the living room to make my family watch it so they would love it like I do. But they didn't.
That's when I'd be watching in the living room and you just hear, I am Sailor Moon, and my mom's in the hallway. Who cares?
I was watching the English version once, and my dad was like, does the cat meow in Japanese? I'm like, motherfucker, it's clearly in English. You can't meow in Japanese. It's just meow.
That's a very universal language.
I got so pissed off. I think eventually I just watched it in there to punish them. I'd turn and my dad would be like, let's watch Hee Haw. And I'd be like, nope. That's not a joke. We watched Hee Haw frequently.
I know. And I also love the fact that there is a show. And I know this before you said it.
There's a show called Hee Haw.
I was familiar with Hee Haw. And it's just every time I hear it.
Every time you hear the words hee-haw, you're like, what?
Who thought that was a good name for a show?
Well, Big Shirtless John.
Hee-haw. With all their steel guitars.
Oh,
I hate the steel guitar.
I liked hee-haw.
I never watched hee-haw. I just hate the steel guitar.
Like the banjo? Define steel guitar to me. I'm not smart on music.
There actually is an instrument called a steel guitar. It's what makes like the like twang? In country music, the twangy sound.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's
the Florida guitar. Georgia line.
Sure.
What's that?
That was a regular guitar.
Okay, that's a regular guitar.
Yeah, I have no idea what song you're talking about.
Just Google it after.
Yeah, no, it's you'll recognize the sound of a steel guitar. It's what makes that really twangy
I know
noise
steel
in
drums.
Country music. Oh, I hate steel drums.
Because you
too.
Know why?
Why do you hate steel drums?
Cuz if you're watching TV late at night and you heard the steel drums, it was time for Girls Gone Wild.
Oh.
No, yeah, back
that was on Comedy Central though.
Yes.
All the time.
Cuz back when I was in college, me and Trevor, shout out buddy, we would fall asleep with the TV on because both of us I still do that to this day. I don't know if he does. But we would go to sleep with Comedy Central on specifically. And at some point during the night, paid programming would start airing on Comedy Central. And the commercial we would get most of the time was Girls Gone Wild.
Every time.
Yep. And there was a Caribbean theme. And they had steel drum. And it would wake me up. Like the steel drums would wake me up fairly frequently. But what got ridiculous is that even after they stopped airing the stupid Caribbean one,
They
kept the steel drum. They kept the same tune. Like, they had like Girls Gone Wild, Southern Texas.
Girls Gone Wild in Arkansas.
And you'd get like the freaking steel drums. Like, what does that have to do with anything? You're going for a Western thing.
Where do you find that drum
in
Arkansas?
They really liked that drum.
They did.
They paid a lot of money for it. Yeah. Uh-huh. Those drums ain't cheap.
They found a homeless guy and they put a tape recorder up to it. And that's what they had.
Rickety Cricket?
That's what Rickety Cricket was out there with his garbage pails.
If it ain't sexy, you don't eat.
That's exactly who was in my head when I said that too. They took a tape recorder after Rickety Cricket and they're like, we need a theme for this. Make it sexy. Then you can eat.
or you don't eat. Hey, I want to give a shout out to somebody real quick. Can I do that?
Go for it. I don't. Yeah.
Eurydice is having their album release party.
Their album drop.
Yeah. Yeah. That is
finally
September 16th, 2017. I just got a notice for this, so I wanted to. I wanted to say that they're going to perform the debut album in its entirety. This is going to be at Mixing 10 in Cape Girardeau. If you don't know where Mixing 10 is, Google it.
Google Maps.
Because Shannon doesn't know where it is.
I'm not here to tell you. I think I do know where it is. It's
by the giant parking lot.
Yeah.
By the river. And across
it's basically
from,
right on the corner of Main Street and Independence.
By Hudson's Furniture. The big parking lot down there. Yep. All right. Good talk. Continue.
Maybe that's not Independence. Is
I
that Independence
still don't
right
know
there?
Where
oh,
it is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Independence in Maine?
It's on that.
The
yeah, it's Main
clock?
Street.
Yeah.
That street is definitely Main Street. I just didn't know if that was the Independence.
Yeah.
You know where, like the road comes out? Like the one that goes behind all those buildings between the river wall and those buildings?
I think so.
All right. Yeah. If you're taking that road down, like, and you have to turn at the end of it because you can't keep going straight. It's the building right there on the right at the stop sign.
So Mixing 10. Eurydice will be playing.
We've all learned that we can't give instructions or directions.
Congrats on your album.
Yeah, debuting their album, I. That will be coming out. Dalton, are pre-orders still available on that?
They should be.
You can still pre-order that. Go to their Facebook page and get all the info. But support your local artists. We know a couple of the guys are in that band. JR, friend of mine, personal friend of mine, great guy. Been on the show a couple times.
Yeah, good guy.
Hasn't been the greatest on the show. Is a better singer or is a better musician than he is. Podcast material. Not a great personality. Not much to look at, but,
oh my God, JR.
Performance wise, he's great.
JR, the opinions of Shannon Young do not reflect those of Podzilla 1985.
he's also on Southern Discomfort this week with, our friend Farmer Billy Hills, so go listen to that too. Also talking about, Eurydice. So, longest time I thought the band was called Eurydice.
Everyone fucks it up.
Yeah. I think on the show with Billy Hills, JR did say, I'll tell you how to pronounce it later or something like that, because a lot of people get it wrong. I tried to pick something really nice and easy for our show, Podzilla. Can't mess that up.
Nope. It's catchy, too.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
I picked up Godzilla 1985 and Shin Godzilla for my birthday.
Yeah.
I finally watched Shin Godzilla this week, and if you haven't seen it, I do recommend it. Zane, Laney, this is to you specifically. I know you already said you were picking it up. If you haven't already, please do. It was really good, and I would probably put this now at my second or third favorite Godzilla movie. It's by the director of Evangelion.
Oh. The guy that received death threats for how he ended Evangelion?
Yes. The very same. And he might get a death threat from me for one part that I still hate, where it's just too CGI'd. It for one brief second, it turns into a PlayStation 1 game.
Oh.
And I truly hate that.
Oh.
It has the greatest Godzilla theme or scene in history. So Godzilla, they drop bombs on him for the first time. And he rears his head back. He screams that Godzilla scream. And then he lowers his head. His mouth opens. Not only does his jaw open really wide, but then the bottom jaw splits.
Ew.
Yeah. It is gory as fuck and it looks cool. And he starts billowing smoke out that goes through the streets of the city. And then his eyes literally like, something comes over them that's like kind of gray metallic and the smoke turns to fire and he fucking napalms the entire city in one shot.
Wow.
And then that fire turns into the atomic breath, which he then just destroys the high rises of the city. It is the coolest scene in Godzilla I've ever seen. And it was awesome. I will say that.
That does sound awesome.
Yeah. They made Godzilla scary again. They did.
I mean, Godzilla was pretty scary in like the most recent American film.
Yeah, but he was a good guy.
It's true.
Like, I hate when they portray Godzilla as the good guy. He shouldn't be. And this one, they treated him, this is a complete reboot. So they treated him like a force of nature. Like, they had, like, people trying to help survivors. They had destruction of the city. It felt like a giant, this one's supposed to be based more on the reactor that blew up in Japan a couple years ago?
Yeah.
They treated it more like that, like a natural disaster. Yeah, several years ago.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you meant like several reactors. Been. Like, shit. Was it Fukushima?
I think it was Fukushima. I don't remember.
Yeah.
But we still had gym memberships at the time. So
did we really?
Yeah. Because I remember seeing it on the news and I'm like, I hope Megan's okay.
We donated money to it. Yeah. Back when we could donate money.
Back when you're making that GameStop money.
Yeah. Money don't come easy these days.
No.
Nope. You can go to patreon.com/podzilla1985 if you'd like to donate to the podcast. All right. That's all I got for tonight. So we got about 5 minutes to kill.
It was Fukushima.
Fukushima?
Yep. Uh-huh. And it was in 2011.
I'd say that wasn't that far away, Lindsay.
I mean, that's 6 years ago. And you guys probably did have a gym membership then.
Yeah. But I don't think I was at GameStop at that point.
In 2011?
That's when I got fired.
It was right around that time because it was my second year where I currently am.
You worked at GameStop for 5 years, didn't you? You would have still worked there at that point because I didn't get the ASM job until November 2011.
And when was this?
March 2011.
Okay. So it was
towards the end. Yeah. You were working at GameStop right then and you were planning on doing so for many more years.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they had other plans.
That Facebook.
And I think they don't like me anymore. You know who was in the store today?
Who's that?
Big Johnny.
Really?
Yeah.
How's he doing?
He's doing good. He almost killed himself.
Oh.
Here. No. Okay. That's not a John Reddick.
Okay.
That's what I know. So he sits down on the couch.
What a thing to just drop.
No. He goes to sit down on the couch and it's leaning against the wall and our couch is kind of low. So when he sits down, he just flings his head back and smack.
Oh.
Yeah, against the wall. It sounded horrific. Oh. Ethan was here. It was bad.
Remember that party we had at Ben's apartment where people kept sitting on the couch?
Yeah.
Me included. At Ben's apartment, there's like a kind of a bar. Sorry, I don't mean to derail your story.
Oh, here, the story was that Big Johnny came in and he reminded me GameStop doesn't like me.
Gotcha.
End of story. We almost got sued. One of the many times we almost got sued here on Podzilla.
Woo! Woo! So there's like it's kind of a bar area going into the kitchen. Like, it's got a window with a bar area.
Window.
We have a couch or had a couch below it. Yeah. I think Ben still has it there. There's a couch below it. And if you just kind of like flopped back in, you would hit your head on that bar.
Yep.
And
we've all done it.
Yeah. And there was one night where there was a lot of alcohol going around. And, I think Steven hit his head on that thing 4 times that
yeah,
night.
Mesmer or Bright?
Bright.
Bright. All right.
And I hit my head on it at least once. And
I know I have.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah.
It's a terrible place.
I still don't know why we haven't like cut a noodle and put it
something
on there. Yeah.
Because
you're sober now.
Yeah.
You're sober. You should think of these things.
We still do it when we're sober.
What's in that cup?
You just Mountain Dew.
Okay. Okay. No, I'm backing off.
Yeah, so Big Johnny came in to talk to you about like.
It's okay.
I'm an independent woman.
Are you?
Motherfucker.
Are you?
Are you giving me money?
I don't have money.
I'm independent because I'm supporting myself.
I was going to pay you, and I know I told you I'd pay you for a while.
Oh, yeah, and then you're going to fire me? Are you going to fire me?
Anyway, so Big Johnny came in.
And
by the way, Jason, if you're listening, unrelated, you've been kicked out of places, but have you ever almost been sued? I might have one up on you there.
Yep.
And
yep.
That's...
Might get sued by Disney at some point.
For what?
Nerd up.
Dalton, probably.
Yeah, we say things.
We? Don't be dragging my
ass
down.
You got a little controversial mouse in your pocket?
Don't get me wrong. I have a love-hate relationship with Disney.
To be fair, all of us on that show have said stuff except for maybe Mandy, because I don't know. All she really talks about is how much she likes Lights and Wonder Woman.
I say other things sometimes. Like, I'm going to voice my opinion about Sonic Mania if we talk about it.
Hey, let's talk about Sonic Mania real quick. We got about a minute left. It's really good.
Yeah, I got the collector's edition. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
My brother and I both.
I tried to find one. I really did. I couldn't find one.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, but I do have the Cena Nuff edition coming, so, for 2K18. Get it? Cena Nuff.
Is
that really a thing?
Yeah, it's called the Cena Nuff edition. Me and Dalton both have it on order.
You get it yet, Manny, because you can't see him.
Or you hate him and you've seen enough. That's the joke. Yeah. All right. Well,
I don't even watch wrestling and I've had enough of John Cena.
Aw. No, he's fine now. It's Roman Reigns you should hate.
Well, I also hate him.
Love Braun Strowman.
Honestly, I would like Roman Reigns a lot more if it wasn't for that stupid Superman punch.
And the fact that he cocks his arm when he does
it. Yeah, no, everything about it. Everything about that finisher is what is terrible about wrestling.
What a jackass. Speaking of wrestling, we got SummerSlam on Sunday. You going to be here?
Yeah.
Cool. I think it's the first one we've watched as a group in months. Probably 3 months.
That's not true.
I think so, because the last time...
We watched Battleground together.
Yeah, we watched Battleground here.
Which one was Battleground?
You watched
was that last
one at the house.
There was the one before that when Asa and Dalton were out of town.
They were at Glory Pro.
Yeah, that was Great Balls of Fire.
Yeah, that one we didn't watch. We watched every other one.
I just wonder there were two that we missed.
Nope.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway. Either way, fuck it. We'll be here for Sunday for Sunday Slam.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we want to
SummerSlam.
Say, there you go. Thank you to everyone for listening. Go to Villainous Grounds because they rock. Listen to the Press Start to Join show because they rock. And other stuff rocks probably.
Our Patreon and Facebook rock. Check those out.
I already mentioned both of those.
I know, but I wanted to mention them again as things that rock.
And don't forget to give us your opinions on the new shows.
On the new shows. Thank you, Mandy.
You are welcome.
I appreciate that. Yeah,
or so let us know what you want us to talk about.
Yeah, what do you want us
on Facebook?
Yeah. Yeah, what do you what do you want us to do? Do you want us to just quit?
Whoa.
Oh, shit. There was one other thing I did want to talk about, and for the second week in a row, I forgot to mention it.
Hurry.
Saraha.
No.
Your fucking app you guys keep doing?
What a fucking stupid app that is.
Saraha.
It's built to bully people or to make jokes about them or to lie to them and tell them that they're creative and funny and sexy when you know Dalton isn't.
I refuse to get it.
Jesse, really quick, ask Shannon about his post about Saraha today.
I feel like you're adding extra letters, but go ahead. What?
No, it's Sarah. It's S-A-R-A-H-A-H. Sarah.
I thought it was Sarah. A-H. Like, that's how it's spelled.
Sarah, huh?
Yeah, but he said Sarah, Sarah, ha, ha, ha,
ha, ha, ha. Well, Dalton, you expect
maybe he's
to
on
fuck
a different
up.
App. Right, yeah.
That's true.
He's on a different app.
So anyway, what about your post?
No, so I have fun putting other people's Sarah, ha, on my Facebook and saying, message me. And then they do, and it's funny.
So my page has gotten way more active today because Shannon posted it, but it, like, and it said Dalton's Sarah, ha. And it's, so I've gotten, like, 18 new messages all about, and like most of his people just be like, Shannon sucks, Dalton's awesome, and I'm assuming they're all from him.
None from me. No, Dalton, you just rock that hard, buddy. Rock hard. All right, we're getting out of here. Billy Wolford just came in with my money, so thank you, Billy. We're getting out of here. You guys have a great weekend. Check out Nerd Up on Sunday, and we'll see you then. Mandy,
yes,
take us out.
See you later.